Aye, I flick it in. It's me, Alan Smith, with Wee Buckley Series of Today's Press and Journal on Thursday, April the 11th, 2024. So, front page paper today is a pretty awful story. Jail for drug dealer who caused baby son's death. So this is a Fraser mother has been sentenced to 7 years in jail after she exposed her infant son to illicit drugs. Amy Beck appeared in the High Court of Edinburgh for sentencing yesterday. First, she was told a custodial sentence is the only appropriate disposal in your case. During the hearing, Judge Fiona Tate said it was apparent from a background report that was prepared on Beck ahead of her sentences that she had tried to minimise her role in the offending. Beck was earlier found guilty of exposing the now deceased Ollie James Sivright to illicit substances between September 2019 and December 2019. At an address in Sandhaven. He was found to have died as a result of taking the drugs combined with peritonitis infection he was suffering. During Beck's trial, the court heard how the Sandhaven home had been polluted by drugs. Jurors deliberated for just over a day before finding her guilty of causing the baby's death. She was also found guilty by majority of two charges that she willfully neglected two other children who both also had drugs in their system. She was also unanimously found guilty of supplying MCAT. The child's dad, Kieran Sivright, also gave evidence during court proceedings, but tried to flee the courtroom after being confronted about his end drug taking. Mighty, what a shame, what a tragedy, and kind of hope for that poor kid. But yeah, jail's the right thing for this wifey, I think. Horrible wifey. Now here's a student flats plan for a former hotel close to a university. And this is the Aberdeen's empty Northern Hotel. Could be turned into student flats more than a year after shutting down. The Art Deco landmark at the junction of Great Northern Road and Clifton Road dates back decades. But it closed in late 2022 amid rocketing power bills. And now developers Inspired Living LLP want to convert the building close to Aberdeen University and to dozens of student flats. The scheme will require a string of internal alterations to the A-listed venue. A paper sent to Aberdeen City Council hailed the 1938-built Northern Hotel as a fine example of Art Deco architecture. Architects said closed in response to crippling energy costs. The 32-bedroom building would be renovated to become 47 student flats. Each would have its own kitchenette and a lavvy with a shower. The public bar facing Clifton Road, along with the Astoria Dining Hall and Ellington Bar on the other side of the building, would be turned into apartments. The hotel's kitchen would become a 20-seater cinema. Crikey, and a small gym would be installed on a ground floor. Crikey, some use that would be, no? The ballroom on the first floor would become a social space with its own library. Planners say this would protect the architectural significance of these historic areas. It would also have a private dining room. Various former hotels have been turned into student flats in recent years, but according to Inspired Living LLP, the Granite City still has a shortage. The documents add commercial property agents have confirmed that there remains a need for further student accommodation in Aberdeen. So, well, that's what they are saying anyway, but, well, you know, it is a tremendous building. I have been to, been in it a few times, I've been to at least one wedding I can mind out, and yeah, it was a rare affair, and again, it's a shame it's had to shut down, but it's just a sign of the times, I suppose. And, you know, lucky students if they get in to buy down here, I would say, and, you know, if, well, they get a flat in here with their other mod cons and I think it would be pretty fun too, I would say. So I hope they get to go ahead and it, you know, it gets back into being some, doing something useful. So, but it's a fantastic building, and you know, you couldn't miss it coming out of Aberdeen heading towards Inverurie. Now here's a city landmark will shine a light on Parkinson's plight. So Marshall College will be bathed in blue light tonight in support of the Parkinson's UK Muck It Blue campaign. The Aberdeen landmark's illumination is intended to raise awareness of Parkinson's disease and also marks World Parkinson's Day. Lord Provost David Cameron shared his support for the campaign. He said the World Parkinson's Day is an opportunity to highlight the increasing number of folks suffering from this debilitating condition and support medical research aiming to minimise the effects of Parkinson's disease on everybody unfortunate enough to be diagnosed. Parkinson's affects movement and balance and can lead to muscular stiffness and tremors, with about 40 symptoms affecting folk differently. It's estimated 1 in 100 folk aged 60 or over are impacted by the progressive neurological disorder. Last year, Deputy Provost Councillor Steve Delaney, who has been living with Parkinson's for several years, spoke publicly about his diagnosis and determination to carry on working. He says, "I love my work, even though it's often I struggle to get up in the morning or to get to sleep at night and to work around so many of the annoying and frustrating challenges this illness presents. Untreated Parkinson's is not just debilitating, it is also entirely avoidable. Ring your GP and ask them to get checked out by a Parkinson's specialist. Although there is presently no cure, getting onto the right medication regime will lead to a much improved quality of life." So, well, I didn't care. I was like, that thing's going on now. And there's a picture in a Marshall College being lit up a four, all blue, and it, you know, it's no doubt about it. It's a striking building. And, you know, good that they're able to raise awareness like this. You know, Aberdeen by DNS kind of things, and then if it's like a UK-wide thing or a worldwide thing, then, you know, good on and folk for finding out or doing something about it. And then I've maybe mentioned it before, but when I first moved into Aberdeen, I was biding in the bed and breakfast place in Holborn Street, and the money, the landlord money, well, his wife kind of run around, but he had Parkinson's, and it must have been pretty well on by that time, but it was a hell of a fine money, but what a job it was, what a, you know, tremors and everything was just awful. It's not funny, but looking back now, it was, sometimes he'd be helping out in the kitchen and he'd come through with toast or whatever, came to us, like a young lad just sitting in the kitchen having my breakfast and everything, and he'd come through with toast and a plate or something, and he'd just take a tremor, and off would go the toast, while we're, you know, fleeing by his heed, and that was that gone for a birthday, so... but he'd carried on, and he was, a hell of a fine man. So, only thing they can do to help it find a cure is got to be a good thing. So, well done. Now, here's a spring event. It boasts most pitches. So, offers Grampian Transport Museum. Yes, I'm still left him a free ticket for Ross. is set to launch its record-breaking spring auto jumble this weekend. The popular event features their highest number of pre-booked pitches, as museum manager Ross McCurdy hopes to welcome visitors from near and far to the venue. He said, "Our auto jumble has always been a popular event and it was badly missed during the COVID lockdowns. Since we were able to recommence them, they have been gone from strength to strength." Mr. McCurdy believes this year's event has the potential to become a record event. "The spring auto jumble is an opportunity for local traders and residents to sell items and goods for their houses, garages and sheds. It promotes tools and machinery, rare automobile parts, and often vehicles and motorbikes." Mr. McCurdy added, "It's amazing for you can see for sale and happy folk heading back to their cars with their arms full." I think in brackets here, it should say, of shite. But, anyway, the manager said that gardening equipment will also be available to purchase as spring cleaning commences. A limited number of pitches remain available on the day at a cost of £30. And £15 for Grampian Transport Museum members. It takes place on April the 14th from 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock. So that just sounds like a, you know, my ideal kind of day out. I'm doing a wreck through other folks' rubbish. And it's really just a big swap with, you know, folk getting rid of rubbish out of their garage for somebody else to take it home and put it into their garage. So, you know, everybody's a winner. Now here's a bird lovers, or a squawk of the tune. So, and it says, "An urban couple for love to walk their exotic birds through the streets of the West Coast dune, are ruffling a few feathers as they go. Laura Daly and her partner Caillou Houghton have revealed to the P&J how three of their birds, Sisu, Pablo and Nia, love to get out and about and meet folk. The trio even have special walking harnesses fitted, so that if the temptation to fly away happens, Laura and Caillou can always draw them back to safety. The couple and their birds are a familiar sight around about Oban with regular visits to shops in the town. Back home, they also keep two feral budgies, if I prefer to keep their birds warm. Nia, who's a 5.5, is an albino cockatiel and best friends with her owner, shop worker Laura. Meanwhile, CISO, a green wing macaw, who is 7 months old, cannot bear to be apart from 29-year-old Keo, an IT specialist. The mischievous bird weighs around the same as two bags of sugar and loves taking a little nibble of Keo's arm to show how much he's loved. Pablo, a blue Indian ringneck for a 7 month old, was parent reared, the term for being brought up among other birds, and is not about to be anybody's best friend. However, he does like a walk in open air, and Laura and Keo enjoy giving the birds as many experiences as possible. The P&J took pictures for the group. A collie dog took a great interest in the birds, and they took a great interest back. As celebrity birds go, CISO was from the same breeder as Wadlesworth, who starred in 102 Dalmatians as a delusional bird that thought he was a dog. Imagine that. That's just unreal. CISO's only word so far is hello, but there might be more words as she's still just a baby. So Caio said the birds all have their own characters with things they like and don't like. Pablo likes corn and can be a bit picky with their foods. Well, he's welcome to it, as far as I'm concerned. But generally, the birds eat seeds and nuts along with sweet potato and carrot. At the home, CISO bides in a cage half the size of a room, but she likes to sit on me for hours while we watch the TV. Pablo's a bit of an escape artist, but he will get back in his cage. Laura added, folk love the birds. Kids want to come and touch them. We get out as often as we can with them. There are shops we can take them into, like Oban Pet Shop, Pets at Home, home base in Argos. Folk always ask us, is that real or is it a stuffed animal? Nobody can quite believe it. But the birds love getting out even in the rain. Well, tremendous. And, you know, that'd be a rare thing to see. And obviously, they're very well looked after. And, you know, quite a folk like birds. It's, you know, instead of keeping them cooped up inside, it'd be a great thing to get out in the fresh air, I would think. And, yeah, well done to them. And it'd be a bit of a novelty about Oban, I would think. It's going to be a hell of a lot happens up here. Now, just finish up with sport as normal, and the back page paper today is a Thelen's switch to Dons moving closer, his report. So, well, maybe I'll sort of be new, but the Elfsborg boss Jimmy Thelen looks set to be confirmed as the next permanent Aberdeen manager starting this summer. The reports in Sweden revealed that his last game as Elfsborg boss is expected to be against IFK Gothenburg on June the 1st. The Dons have been looking for a successor to Ajax boss Barry Robson since his sacking more than 2 months ago. And Petordi sources confirm they've been making strong progress and they're close to getting a deal for Thelen officially signed off. So, well, fingers crossed now it'll be done and dusted before too long and he'll come in and be a breath of fresh air and get the Dons back up the right side of the league table next year. So, come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for the now. So, we put the stories out of today's Pressing Journal on Thursday, 11th of April 2024. It's been a much improved day today. Lovely sunny, near rain, only sign of rain today, and just very, very pleasant. If they're in a fine breeze, gentle breeze, and just more like fit, we should be getting this time of year. But anyway, that's same again tomorrow by all accounts, so that'll do nicely. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. New hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it and get them to follow us on Spotify. That's the thing to do for anybody who's interested. If you can do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.